From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. service members started to get some answers today about how the government plans to improve the treatment of veterans wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. Last March, there was widespread outrage after the Washington Post found that outpatients faced squalid conditions at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. President Bush named a commission to look at the whole system. It was led by former Republican Senator and World War II veteran Bob Dole and former Clinton Health Secretary Donna Shalala. Today, that panel offered its findings, as NPR's David Green reports.
When the conditions at the Walter Reed Medical Center were revealed last spring, there was anger at the Bush administration, which is responsible for the facility. But President Bush assumed the role of problem solver. He set up a presidential commission to take a close look at veterans' health. And in the Oval Office today, he said the chairs of that commission, Bob Dole and Donna Shalala, did good work.
We owe a wounded soldier the very best care and the very best benefits and the very easiest to understand system. And so they took a very interesting approach. And that they took the perspective from the patient, as the patient had to work its way through the, you know, hospitals and bureaucracies. And they've come up with some very interesting and important suggestions.
Among the reporters listening to the president was ABC News correspondent Bob Woodruff. He was severely injured by a roadside bomb while reporting in Iraq last year. The president singled Woodruff out and said he hopes wounded soldiers can get the type of care Woodruff got. Clearly, back on the job, Woodruff shouted a question to Mr. Bush about how quickly the government is going to move to help veterans.
Just because I recognize you doesn't mean I'm going to answer your questions today.
Indeed, once the president got his briefing from Dole and Shalala, he took a low profile as the commission released the details of its 29-page report a few blocks away. The panel called for more funding and staffing at Walter Reed to make sure the conditions for outpatients there get better. But the government plans to close down that hospital in coming years, and the panel made clear its intention was not to assign blame for the conditions there. Rather, the commission took a broader look at veterans' health care. Too often, commission members had said panels like theirs get together and end up just adding new layers to a bureaucracy. Co-chair Donna Shalala said she wanted to avoid that.
Rather than 300 recommendations, we have six that would actually allow us to dramatically improve the experience of someone that comes through the healthcare and the benefit systems.
Several of the recommendations focused on making the government more patient-focused, better sharing of medical records between the Pentagon and Department of Veterans Affairs so doctors know where to find the right records, and a new website for patients. The report also calls for Veterans Affairs to take a larger role in determining what disability benefits a patient is eligible to get. The commission asked for better treatment for post-traumatic stress disorders, and it called for more benefits for family members who have to uproot themselves to take care of a returning soldier. Co-chairman Bob Dole said the White House and Congress should look at the suggestions and act.
We did this because it was important and because there were problems that need to be addressed, and we're expecting, you know, somebody to follow up on it.
Lawmakers were already following up. The Senate approved legislation today that would offer more help to wounded veterans, and the House was holding a hearing on the issue. Still, Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State said the key is for the White House to demand change from the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs.
And I will say this, we can pass legislation, the commission can put forward recommendations, but unless this administration directs DOD and VA to do it and tells them that they will have the resources to make that happen, it's just going to be another piece of legislation and another commission report.
White House spokesman Tony Snow said the president will look closely at the report. Presidents have always been forced to deal with issues of veterans' health, and those working in any White House get a reminder daily of the issue. The Department of Veterans Affairs stands right across Lafayette Park from the White House. David Green, NPR News, the White House.